A car bomb explosion has rocked Syria's capital, followed by intense gunfire. At least 12 people have been killed and dozens more injured in the explosion in central Damascus. Heavy gunfire was heard shortly after the blast, and a column of smoke began to rise in the area. Last month, a religious leader was killed in a similar explosion in Damascus. Syria has been the scene of bloodshed and fighting since March 2011. The West and its regional allies support armed groups fighting government forces inside Syria. Well, let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined with Mr. Ridwan Rizk, who is a political analyst, who is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Rizk, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, this bomb explosion comes right on the heels of John Kerry's visit to Turkey, where he praised Turkey for standing and putting pressure on the government of Bashar al-Assad. Certainly, this does not bode well for such pressure.
Well, we have to understand that this kind of action coming from the terrorists, it only reflects their position and the conclusion of the latest battles for the last 24 or 48 hours, because what we have seen that the rebels have been defeated on the ground, and they have lost many areas in the countryside of Damascus. And my information saying that a couple of thousands more are negotiating with the government on surrendering to the Syrian army. So I'm not surprised for this kind of action coming at this moment of time, because the Syrian army started an operation in Damascus and Aleppo and Homs and Raqqa also. So it's all over the Syrian territories the Syrian army attacking all the positions that being held by the terrorists. So now in order to release some pressure on the ground or to be able to stand in front of the Syrian army, they went to attack the civilians in order if they can to put a bit of pressure on the government to ease the tension on the fronts. But this will, on the other hand, also they are trying to hold their positions to gain more cards on the negotiation table. This will not lead to anywhere at all, but for more bloodshed among the civilians, and the government is more determined to free the Syrian people.
Mr. Rizk, I apologize for interrupting you. We just have under a minute left. I wanted to ask about, you know, while in the Damascus government of Bashar al-Assad has always accused Turkey and the Western countries and Qatar and Saudi Arabia of supporting these insurgents, when will the international community finally speak up about these terrorist acts?
Well, this is no doubt Bashar Assad and the Syrian government has lots of proofs and evidence about the interfering from those countries, as you mentioned, in the killing and in supporting the rebellions or the gangs on the Syrian territories. And it's not a secret anymore that the Americans are training those gangs in Jordan and Lebanon also, in order to send them back to Syria. So this is a world war against Syria, and Bashar Assad is not is being just surrealistic and fair when he accused Turkey first and Saudi Arabia and Qatar of interfering and supporting those gangs into the Syrian affairs, which is rising more and more of bloodshed in the Syrian among the Syrian people.
All right, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ridwan Rizk speaking to us live from Beirut.